Homes destroyed and thousands without power as we speak tonight. The path of destruction becoming a little more clear. All the serious damage left behind by a series of powerful tornadoes that slammed and rolled through Alabama over the last few hours. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Rob Nelson.
And I'm Marnie Hughes. At least five people have been killed following these severe storms that have swept across the Deep South and continue at this hour. We'll get to Albert in a moment, but first we want to give you a look at some of the video of the damage from above. This is drone video taken in Shelby County, and you can see one home across the street untouched. This home that you're looking at, two-story home, just destroyed. The damage is extensive in a number of neighborhoods in at least one subdivision in Shelby County in Pelham. 32 homes in one single neighborhood suffered extensive damage. And there you can see some of the tornadoes this afternoon. We did hear from one woman today and her survival story. Take a listen.
It ends up being about 12 seconds of mayhem and then dead silence. So it's like this foreboding silence of all these gray clouds rolling in, and you can kind of smell it and feel it. And then it was hail, windows rattling, a bunch of noise.
And search and rescue is continuing in many of these neighborhoods as authorities try to get in. You can see down power lines. 35,000 customers are without power right now, and that is in Alabama alone.
News Nation's Malik Rankin joining us live now from one of the hardest hit areas. And Malik, you're on the ground right now where one of those storms came through and in fact turned deadly.
That's right. I'm right here off of Highway 119 in Shelby County, and we can see a sheriff's deputy behind me. He has this road blocked off because there's a massive tree blocking the roadway and power lines down in this area. Now, not far from where we are, we want to show you some drone video showing you the extensive damage done to homes in these areas. The sheriff tells me that 29 homes were severely damaged, and he says, looking at this video and boots on the ground in that area, it's a miracle that there were no serious injuries to report. Two people were transported to the hospital, a local hospital in this area, with minor injuries. But the firefighters that were on the scene tell us that it's good news that they did not have to bring out their trauma one unit to that area because these injuries were not at all severe for this area. Now, they have blocked off all entry points to any of the areas severely damaged by the storms we've seen through here today, and they'll keep those blocked off until they're able to fully complete their searches and assess the damage. And because there's been more than one storm system moving through here, it slowed down their work because these first responders have had to take shelter for themselves. We'll give you all updates as we receive them tonight and as these storms keep rolling through the Alabama area. I'm Malik Rankin reporting.
And we were just doing this last week. Here we are again tonight. This does seem, though, a little worse than what we saw about a week ago.
Right. Five dead in Calhoun County, Alabama. We're hearing three of which related, and we may see that number go up. Unfortunately, we're just getting those early reports of some of these bigger tornadoes that we had during the 5 o'clock central time hour that moved into the southern portion of the state of Alabama. There's a look at the wide perspective, and it's busy. This area of low pressure coming in out of the west and will continue that severe weather threat for the next several hours. The severe weather threat for tomorrow, though, goes way down before we see another wave of some strong and severe thunderstorms on Saturday. Now, this just got updated about 2 minutes ago, but let me get you updated in yellow. These are tornado watches. So tornadoes potential will be there for the next few hours. It includes places from southern Indiana into northern sections of Alabama, at least until 11 o'clock. The Atlanta area under that tornado watch until 2 a.m. Mississippi, you've been taken out of the tornado watch, so your tornado threat is over, but it continues for parts of the south. We are keeping an eye on a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado right now to the southwest of Nashville. I have to tell you that the last radar scan is showing this to be a much weaker storm, so that's good news as it's pushing near the Lewis and Lawrence County line there in Tennessee and moving a little bit closer into Maury County. Now let's go to Alabama. Severe storms have been moving off towards the northeast. The warning on this one to the southwest of Birmingham and back off towards the west of Alabaster, Alabama. That warning has been dropped. Still, though, some hail and some strong winds, but below severe weather limits. We'll keep an eye on that as these thunderstorms all day have had the history of rotating and, of course, producing tornadoes. As a matter of fact, the bulk of tornadoes have occurred in the state of Alabama, more than a dozen, about 15 scene is what we're seeing right now. And I've placed two cities here in Alabama, Calhoun County, where we have those deaths. That's Ohatchee. That's where we're getting significant damage. And we're just getting the early reports of Centerville, Alabama. This is where we had a large wedge tornado move near the Centerville area during the 5 o'clock hour. So we're going to get some pictures on that, I think, as we head towards daybreak. And that's where we could see some significant damage as well. So between now and midnight, we're going to see these showers and thunderstorms move from west to east. As we get closer to midnight central time, though, that tornado risk will start to decrease. That being said, some severe weather potentially still there in the overnight portions of northern Georgia into western sections of the Carolinas as the system slides off towards the east for tomorrow. But it's a marginal risk across the south tomorrow. So much lower chance of severe weather tomorrow. Another system coming in from the west will bring us another punch of some strong to severe thunderstorms on Saturday. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Marnie?
All right, Albert, we're also seeing some flooding across parts of the states as well. And you can see this in Alabama. It looks like a river running right down the street. So when you get some of these severe storms, you get strong bands of rain that push through. The water just doesn't have anywhere to go. So some severe flooding, flash flooding in Jefferson County, flooding in streets and yards. And you can see what the folks there are dealing with. In addition to the flooding, a lot of lightning with this storm. Take a look. And Albert mentioned this a moment ago, amazing video from Florence, Alabama, northern part of the state. The police chief says lightning did strike a police officer who was placing some barricades in the road. We're told the officer is awake and breathing, does have some burns, though, so a scary situation for that officer tonight. You can follow all of the latest on these storms, track the forecast in your area 24/7, download the News Nation Now app or visit newsnationnow.com. And we're staying on top of the storms as we get more video in tonight. We'll continue to check in with our affiliates and also with Albert on the latest with the storm.